to John Cooper. I've been telling you about Eamon Portraddle's last day in this little seaside town where more than usual seems to be happening. At the end of the last episode, he was running hell for leather in his tinfoil hat to be somewhere. Somewhere more important even than an appointment with his doctor. If you count the tank full of fishes that he upset, it brings the body count up to double figures. Oh, I think this all needs some sort of conclusion very soon. Well, especially as this is the penultimate episode. There are questions we all want answered. Especially, what is the significance of the cheese sandwich? Life and Death and Everything in Between by Peter John Cooper, with music by Julian Harrow, starring Julian Harrow as Eamon Portraddle, with Tricia Lewis as Gloria Swanson, the town mayor, Holly Cooper as Mrs. Amelia Grunt, and Eleanor Cooper as yet another mermaid, and featuring the musical brilliance of Paul Kelly as the town band. Episode 10, Town Hall. Spike Milligan says, everyone has to be somewhere. Where Portraddle is now is standing on the stone horse trough donated to the town by Mrs. Amelia Grunt 148 years ago.
I have enormous pleasure and satisfaction in donating this entirely suitable stone edifice that will last for 1,000 years.
Hooray! Good on you, missus.
The horse trough now contains a fine display of wilting pansies. It is placed outside the town hall, and it is many decades since a horse entered these hallowed precincts. Portraddle is using it to stand on and peer through the grimy glass of the council chamber window. He sees the brown envelopes being passed round from member to member. These contain the proceeds from the planning meeting. The future is coming a few pounds closer. Round and round the envelopes go, from hand to hand, one to another, one to another. Portraddle follows the progress of the envelopes one by one with his extended finger.
It's in there, somewhere.
Portraddle screws himself tight as truth. Awareness begins to heap itself up like a wave, and in the passing of the envelopes, Portraddle recognises the truth. In his excitement, Portraddle lets rip a mighty siren call like a brontosaurus calling to its mate across the vastness of time.
Whoops! Excuse me, pardon me. Better out than in.
The fart echoes and re-echoes through the council chamber, out across the town, and onward into the starry wastes of the universe. Gloria, pouring a glass of water with a self-satisfied grin, surfaces from her starry-eyed greed. She drops the glass and shouts,
"Alien!"
The sudden movement alerts all the others. Poor Portraddle points his finger and clicks his teeth.
Stop him!
She pulls herself up to her full height, and it seems to go on, growing bigger and bigger, her concrete hair exploding from its set hard fastness, now blue, now green, like tendrils of seaweed covering her head. Her eyes begin to flash and rotate.
Alien!
The councillors see Pork Traddle's quizzical face and pointing finger, and they pour out of the chamber like a wave of effluent and into the street, where they pursue him in full cry. Gloria, like the empress of some distant star cluster, her seaweed hair writhing and curling like a snake-haired Medusa.
Launch him! Out of sight! To the stars!
Everyone has to be somewhere, and that somewhere is the result of everything that's happened in the universe up to now. That somewhere for Pork Traddle is the high street leading down to the sea. And every little thing you do, every sandwich you eat, every kiss you give, every little kindness and meanness, every fart and belch affects the great multi-dimensional puzzle of the universe in the future.
The fucking future.
The glass smashes. It cannot be put back together. We cannot retrace our steps, and we cannot foresee the future, because the future is not made yet. It is to be constructed out of the here and now, and in part what we do now. But chaos theory means we can never predict the outcome. Entropy means that order naturally moves to disorder. The law of the mermaids is entropy. Entropy is also letting go. It is passing things on from here, where there is much, to here, where there is not so much. It is the very flatulence of being, better out than in. The energy of the universe passes through us and on outwards to the stars generously.
Not my fault. Nothing to do with me!
No, there is no fault. There is no blame.
That lot don't think so. Christ, I'm done for.
Oh, keep going, Porkers, old man. You're nearly there. Because there is no past and no future to set it right. We are only aware of time because of entropy. It is the cosmic clock whose hands point to our end. But for that brief flash of time, our time, how should we make use of that little packet of energy that we've been given?
Breathing is good. I like breathing. Dreaming is good. Breathing and dreaming. And being drunk.
As he runs, he dreams. He hears the sound of the town band practicing in the bandstand. In the field of fantasy above the promenade where the band is practicing, the grass borrows energy from the sun. Here, a Jersey cow chewing slowly and listening to the laborious notes of the raggedy band cannot make sense of all that din, and sad-eyed returns to her cud. The methane she produces has raised the temperature of the world by 1/10,000,000th of a degree.
I've borrowed a little of this energy from Flossie's milk when it is passed onto the cheese in my toasted sandwich. My legs need that energy now. Keep running, legs. The Empress of Kwaskar is on your heels. And when the universe has done with me, entropy means my energy spreads out, changing from me to heat as my body burns, cooling as it passes my energy out to the air, to the sky, to the rest of the world. And the vision of the sainted Paul Dirac shows how the universe popped into being, out of the void, out of the nothingness. A quantum fluctuation in the vacuum that grew and coagulated like curds out of the milk of the universe. And the nothingness was cancelled by the something, as it always will be, and the something became a cheese sandwich.
Which became, in turn, pork traddle. And the mermaids, and the shards of glass, and the planet Kyara, and the rest of the universe, including the knot of late holiday makers gathered around the bandstand. And the instrumentalist, and pork traddle explains to the startled wind players.
I've got it! I've got it!
Yeah, well, we'd rather you kept it, you foul-smelling piece of rancid air.
I was not alive, and then my mother borrowed a little energy from the expanding universe to pass on to me in her milk. And then I was alive, and I made use of it for a little. And now I will pay it back, and my aliveness will be alive in the universe.
A growing swell of sound surges towards them, the baying of an indignant, angry crowd. And out at sea, the wind-blown wave travels onwards. The water moves up and down as the wave passes through it, but then is still again. Oh, Pork Traddle is trying to explain. He gabbles. He has so little time. He seizes the arms of an elderly couple who have armed themselves with cardboard cups from D's.
Careful, young man.
Now, say it now. Now, say it now. Now, say it now.
This hot cup of tea is heavier than your cold cup of tea. The mass that is created by the interaction of the quarks and gluons in a gluon field. The quarks' electric charge, mass, colour charge and spin. Quarks could be green and blue and red or magenta, yellow and cyan. They are a thousand glittering diamond fragments.
Pork Traddle gazes, hypnotized by the beauty of the jewel heap he has created, is creating. They spin backwards and forwards. They go up and down. They can be charm, strange, bottom or top, a future of beauty. The band is playing louder and louder, trying to drown out the kerfuffle. Pork Traddle seizes the microphone off one of the band members.
Some quarks form when a gluon of a hadron colourful splits. This process also works in reverse in that the annihilation of two sequels produces a gluon. The result is a constant flux of gluon splits of creation, which is known as the same. The quarks and the bosons, they are you, they are me, they are coffee, they are tea, they are the waves, they are the same.
Something is fundamentally grown. And down the high street, like a tide in full flood, the councillors run, Gloria at their head like a green seaweed-haired empress. Others run with them.
Alien!
The surge grows and becomes a tsunami wave bearing down on Pork Traddle. The shouts of the advancing councillors joins with the sound of the band into a great roar that breaks on the seafront.
and Port Draddle is finally ready for his great experiment. He wades into the melee. He flails his arms and makes contact with human flesh, joining hands to hands in the melee. He creates a great interweaving chain of humanity. The bandstand throbs and pulses like an alien ship readying itself for departure.
Let us launch the ship of the future together. I am ready. I have the key. If I take your hand, I can pass a tiny amount of warmth onto you, and you can pass that onto someone else. The energy runs between us like a wave. We are part of a wave. We are a particle and a wave together. Uncertainty unlocks us from definition and conformity.
Well, thank you for listening to that. It all seems to be a lot clearer now, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Oh, if not, go and make a cup of tea and have a think about it. And I'll see you for the next, the very last episode of Life and Death and Everything in Between. Thank you.